It's time to get your football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The show is brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Maddox to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nasari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nasari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. Welcome into another week of Bomber football. And, Brian, my goodness, let's talk about, of course, it's been 2 weeks now since we had a chance to play and had a chance to talk. Look back at that Nettleton game. What a difference a little change in offense can make, huh?
Well, it's supposed to be a wrinkle. It's not supposed to be a change of offense. But, you know, when you go out there and you go down the field and score, you take 7 minutes off the clock on your first drive, uh-huh. You go, I think we'll just stay in this and see how it goes. And we just never – no reason to get out of it. So we were prepared to get back in and run some option and – we got everything that we wanted out of the double wing and more, and so We just took it all the way down to the end. Played well enough to win. We had more offense than they did, total offense than they did. We jokingly say we scored more points than they did. They just didn't let us keep them all. We had the holding penalty. But you're just really proud of the kids. We really good night on offense, and they fought all the way down to the end. I thought we ran out of gas late.
Right.
And they just kept battling, you know, and it was just really proud of them. You know, I wish it would have shown on the scoreboard, but, you know.
I want to talk about the offense. I also want to talk first, though, about confidence, because you could see a difference in that team 2 weeks ago Friday night on the field.
You know, I almost didn't want to say anything about it and jinx it, but when we first started doing some of the double wing stuff, we didn't get through halfway through the first install, which is the power play. That's what the double wing's known for. It's, you know, in the coaching world, it's known as God's play. It's a thing of beauty. It's down blocks on the play side, and the linemen love that because they basically are hitting people from the side, a little more leverage. You know, we call it ear-holing people because you hit them in the ear. You know, not if you're hitting them in the ear, you're too high, but that's the idea. You down block and you kick somebody out, and it's just all angles, and the linemen loved it because they feel like they just get kill shot, so to speak, on every play. And we weren't halfway through putting that in, and the lineman said, "Can we just do this all the time?" And you know, it was Coach Cudworth in the office Friday morning before we left. He said, "You wouldn't if you tried to take that away from them right now, you'd have a fight on your hands. Those kids want to run the double wing tonight." And sure enough, it showed. And you know, they walked on the field in pregame different. And I can't explain it. I wish I could, but it was a good feeling. It's a good problem to have, and there's a ton of confidence. And then, you know, the bye week was the best 2 weeks of practice we've had since I've been the head coach.
Wow.
And not even close. I mean, it's been phenomenal. So hopefully that'll show tonight. The confidence right now is through the roof. So,
you know, tell us about the double wing and why you installed that.
Well, it's to be honest with you, it's just one of those things, you know, the option is what I've grown up on since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when Coach Patrick was here, you know, he just had a lot of success with it. We've always believed that was the best thing for our kids. And when Coach Joyce came, that was one of the first offenses he introduced to us, and we ran it in junior high and had a ton of success with it. I didn't like it when he first pitched it to me. I thought, my goodness, you're tossing the ball, the quarterback's lead blocking, pulling people, and how do you keep from giving up penetration? But, you know, we went, 27-2, I think, is what we did the math on it, running it at the junior high. And so, you know, just kind of one of those deals where we, you know, Nathan and I crying, or we looked at each other and said, we had a lot of success doing that. We hadn't even tried it yet since we've been at the high school. Can we at least put some, you know, we put three plays in, just three real simple ones. We didn't have the whole offense in. And that's what you saw at Nettleton. And so here we are. It's kind of one of those deals where until it, you know, I guess ride it until it bucks you, so to speak. But, you know, there's more to it than that. You know, it kind of was originally an offseason. We talked about doing it as a tribute to Hayden Padgett and the press box. The press box, every time you look up there, it looks like two wings.
Uh-huh.
And the double wing. So it was kind of be a tribute to Hayden. And, you know, I'm one of those guys, I pray in the morning for wisdom and guidance. I think if you're going to be working with kids. And it just felt like as time went on this year, just that was a stronger feeling to get that in. And I don't know, it just kind of all connected and came together. And strange deal, but just really, really glad that we decided to pull the trigger on it, because it looked good.
I enjoyed watching the Nettleton sideline, because after the first couple of plays, I mean, they're throwing every signal they can up there trying to get the kids in position, and they start in a four-man front. Then we look out there at another series. They're in a five front. Then they're in a six front. They keep adding guys up front to get to seven, yeah.
They walked the corners up and made it a seven-man front. And, you know, we're sitting there on the sideline going, I wish we had the power pass in, because that's how you stop that from in. We didn't have it in. We tried to draw it up in the recycled tires, what we call it. You don't draw in the dirt anymore, these rubber pellets on the field. So you draw in the recycled tire. And had it wide open. And we didn't protect. And Lawson got hit and fumbled. But anyway, Coach Cudworth and Coach Goodwin are in the press box, and on the headset they said, you should see their sideline right now. And watching the film, you know, you can kind of get the sideline in some of the shots, and we saw them just scrambling.
They were.
That's fun. It's fun to do that to somebody, to make them panic. And they really, as the game went on, I feel like they were defending it correctly on paper. It just, we were executing so well, they just couldn't stop it. And that's the best feeling you can have.
Obviously, you had success with it, and now you're giving every team on the schedule the rest of the year two offenses they have to prep for now.
They have to worry about the double wing, and they have to worry about the option, and mm-hmm. that's really from a technique standpoint, two totally different types of techniques you have to teach your defensive linemen. You know, the catch scheme that you use to defend the option, you don't want to do that against a double wing. So it's going to make it really difficult. Now, again, both those offenses, if you're not winning any one-on-ones up front, that's the best way to defend anything, is to just take a really good defensive line and just blow up blocks. And that's really, to me, if you can tell me right now that we can keep that from happening, I don't care what you throw at us. It's tough to stop. It really is. So hopefully, you know, hopefully the kids will continue to play with confidence and with physicality. That's the word. If right. our linemen will be physical and our backs will run in there physically, we're going to be hard to stop.
Not only is it two different offenses they have to prep for, it's two that you don't see. I mean, everybody's right. gone to the spread now, so, I mean, this is
right.
everything's totally different.
That's one of the reasons I think, you know, you see Army, Navy, Air Force, some of those uh-huh. teams that in college football run the triple option, and that's one of the many advantages you always hear their coaches talk about, is it's you get 1 week to prepare for something you don't see all year. And so that's definitely an advantage for us, for sure.
We'll take a break. We'll have more in just a little bit. You're listening to Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep integrity first. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, Brian, you talked about the opening drive 2 weeks ago at Nettleton. You took 654 off the scoreboard, 11 plays, 76 yards. You couldn't ask for a better drive to open the game.
It was a thing of beauty. It was fun to watch from the sideline, and they immediately right off the bat, I'm not doing a very good job if I don't just shout out right now, Aiden Ritchie, Trace Rick, Gavin Magoo, Aaron Talbert, Austin Lance, Dylan Pausch, Dawson Tabor. Mm-hmm. They absolutely, just dominated the game, I felt like, up front. We had pancake blocks. We had Nettleton Raiders on the ground all night long, and they were miserable. We jokingly said the nose that was head up with our center, as the game went on, he literally started to pretty much lay down in the fetal position. He was tired of it. He didn't know who was coming at him and from what direction, that was fun to see on film. I didn't catch that live. I knew we were moving him, but I didn't realize he was essentially laying down. So those guys deserve a lot of credit. James Boyette does that player of the week each week for us, which is awesome. And he asked me, who do you think? And I said, can we do 7 footballs for those guys? Because that was – And then you go Tatum Bashirs, who got it as the fullback. He's the guy kicking that last man out at the end. And the quarterback, Lawson, he's got to toss the ball, and that's where the double wing is different. He tosses the ball and turns and leads as well. Right. So it takes a selfless kid at quarterback, and he fits the bill. He's physical. But it's truly a team offensive scheme. I mean, it takes all, if you're not carrying the ball, then there's 10 people blocking, and I couldn't name one position right now where I didn't do their job. I mean, everybody was just doing their job. It was really fun to watch. But, yes, long drive, and then we got the big play there at the end with Hershberger on the little counter play. Backside linebacker actually is in position to make the tackle, but chases the fake on the toss and runs himself out of the play, and we pop one from, I think it was 25. And now the defense is going to go out there and play with more energy because – hey, here we go. We're having some offensive success. I thought the offensive success helped our defense.
Right. Yep.
But
you can pop some big plays with this, especially when they're getting 5, 6, 7 guys up in the box on the line, because we saw that with the next possession there with the 50-yarder by Bryce McKay.
Right. They came out. They threw an extra guy in between the tight ends, in the inside the box, and they lost a perimeter player. We washed it all down, and you give Bryce a seam. I've said this before, he's just a gifted runner. He's special. We talk about Gabe Husky over at Harrison. Bryce doesn't, he's baseball first. He'll tell you that. He doesn't put as much time into football probably as the Husky kid, but he's a similar type player where he sets blocks up, he accelerates, he'll slow down, and just the way he reads blocks, reads defenses. It's fun to watch. Anyway, we gave him a seam and he took it to the house. Long story short, and that was big too, because they had just, had answered with a nice drive of their own.
Right.
And boy, the wind went out of their sails, I thought, because we go out and get a stop on the next drive, and that's where now, okay, we get the ball and we're up 14-7 and we get the ball back and we got a chance to go down and go up 2 scores, which we do. But I thought the big play from Bryce was huge for us. It shows those linemen, hey, we're not always going to have to go 14 plays, 15 plays. Sometimes we'll do it in one. And but anyway, yeah, the third drive to me was really nice as well. When we got the fullbacks involved, we'd been using nothing but halfbacks, and we start getting the fullbacks involved. And Bojé, I think, finished with the 2 runs there down in the goal line. And you look up and you're going, we're up 2 scores against a team that had us, I think they had the clock running on us last year at halftime. So really just huge shot in the arm confidence-wise for our kids.
You talked about the defense. I want to fast forward a little bit till we get to the second half. Nettleton has the ball at the 1-yard line. It's second and goal at the 1, and you stop them there. Don't let them score.
It was huge. That goal line stand, and it gave us a chance because at that point they'd actually taken the lead, and if they punched that in, now you're looking at it really being behind the clock. And kudos to again, and Aaron Talbert, Coach West subbed in the goal line package there on the 4th down stop, and he made a couple of really good switches, I thought, personnel wise, just to get some bigger bodies in on the 4th down play. And but Aiden Ritchie, if you really go back and watch the film, he makes an effort play that's incredible. Gets off 2 blocks and actually pushes the pile back out. And, you know, Gage Lindsay, our sophomore, is actually the one that gets in there and stuffs it. And everybody plugs their gap. They don't get the movement they need. It was and by the way, we're out of gas, in my opinion, at that point in time. Our kids are exhausted. You know, they don't have anybody playing both ways for the most part, and there we are. We got a lot of those guys that are playing both sides of the ball. So it was awesome moment.
You bet.
Just a huge moment for our kids.
You come down late in the game, minute 43, you score the touchdown to get back within two at that point. The defense did a great job again because you forced them a three and out to punt to get the ball back to give your chance,
right,
your team a chance.
Yeah, the defense really. I mean, I think we gave them eight possessions, and I think they scored on four of them. So really, especially against a team that's averaging over 50, well, I think it was 55 a game, somewhere in that ballpark. I mean, they've been just throwing points on the board left and right. That was huge for us, and to hold them to eight possessions was huge also. And to get the ball back and for us to have an opportunity late just for a big play of any kind to try to tie the game or even get down in field goal range. You know, Dawson's got a big leg, and we were hoping the last play of the game would have been the first play of the drive. We missed Bryce out of the backfield on the first play, but there Bryce looks up, sees the clock's at zero, he turns and he's lateraling it backwards. The kids went down swinging. I mean, they just aired out to the last second, literally. And just so many names you could call out that just played their tails off and left. They literally left everything on the field.
It was a loss, but it was one of those that you don't want to feel good after a loss, but you could see the difference in the improvement, and you knew what's
right
ahead.
Well, we felt like this was in there all along. Really, the off season went really, really good. The summer was good. The kids work really hard in the weight room and in conditioning, and we've run them harder than we've run any team we've had. And we're trying to be in the best shape we can be in, and I thought that helped us just push through there late. But they don't complain about it. They embrace it. They work hard at it. It's a group of kids that want to win. You know, when you look at our non-conference schedule, I think the record of the three teams is 8-1.
Wow.
And the score differential is not even close. I mean, we've played a good non-conference schedule as well. I mean, the record doesn't look good, but we are a much improved football team. And I was glad too that the kids got to go out there and prove that
right.
We finally showed it.
Right.
Because we feel like we have a very good football team.
Yep.
We play a brutal schedule every year. We all know that. But I wanted it to show. I know the kids did. So. Hopefully we can build off this. We're not done, and we feel like we can beat some people. We really do.
Well, hopefully that starts tonight. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the matchup with Jonesboro. We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nisari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nisari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home. Large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, financial advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, call 870-701-5160, or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, let's start talking about your opponent tonight with Jonesboro. This is a team that's 2-1. They're 1-loss, 7-point loss to Conway. They are a very good ball club, as always, aren't they?
They're ranked third right now by Hootens in 6A behind two teams that are in the West. So, they're – as of right now, Hootens has them winning our conference. They're the best team I've seen on film so far that we've played against. The Conway game, to hold Conway to 14 points is a heck of an accomplishment. And, Jonesboro over the years, they've been that team that they put their best 11 on offense, they put everybody else on defense, and they give a lot of points up, but they outscore you. And this is the best they've been on defense that I've seen them in my memory, to be honest with you. They've big up front. They got some kids that can run to the ball. Now they're not superhuman. They're teenagers, just like anybody else. And I'm not trying to blow a bunch of smoke and say that you can't move the ball on them. Conway dropped some passes, had some penalties that I thought Conway could have got 21 or 28. But Jonesboro made some mistakes and could have scored more points in that game. But to play Catholic, Batesville, and Conway and be 2-1. And only have a 7-point loss, that's a pretty good football team.
You bet. Deshaud Stewart up front, defensive ends, committed to Arkansas. What do you have to do with him? Because he's a force up front.
Well, it's pretty simple. Make sure that you know where he is, and block him. And that sounds so easy. He's quick. He's not just this big, physical defensive lineman that's a run stuffer. I think Arkansas wants him more for his quickness, and he's quick and he makes plays. He's great with his hands. Really, we are more worried about him when he's on the backside of plays than when he's on the play side. Batesville was able to move him a little bit when he was on the play side of some of their power runs, but he'll get into the backfield from the backside and make tackles from behind, and so we're really worried about cutting off backside penetration with him. We don't throw the football a whole lot. If we were a spread team, that's really where he does his damage. I don't know how many sacks he has, but he's always pressuring the quarterback. He's a great pass rusher. So, definitely one that you have to know where he is. Definitely somebody we've spent a lot of time talking to the kids about, making sure we know where he is and what technique he's in. We're going to modify a couple of blocking schemes, long story short, to try to keep him out of the backfield.
Offensively, Cross Jumper, their quarterback, who's already committed to Tennessee to play baseball, may never get to Tennessee. He's projected to be a first or second round baseball draft pick next year, but he leads that offense, does a good job with it.
I wish he would just go focus on baseball. But anyway, he throws it. Last year, I remember throughout the game just being in awe. One of the best games we'd had in the secondary to this point in the year last year, we were all over their receivers on those fade routes. And he just dropped it right in over the top, and they brought it in. And I think they made three plays last year where you think we could not have defended that any better. And they score, or they get a big, 45, 50-yard pass play on a fade route where he just dropped it in there. He's accurate, strong arm. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he can run. Really good player. I think there's some football interest in him, but he's committed to baseball. Standing right next to him in the gun is Albert George, and he's the running back that he's big, and he runs a 4.5 40. So he's power and speed all in one package. He's the one, honestly, don't get me wrong, the jumper kid worries you, but if you don't stop the run, what difference does it make? And so no one has stopped them yet. They've run the ball really well. They had over 200 yards rushing against Conway, which I thought was impressive. You look at Conway's defense physically, they've got one of the better defenses in the state, and for them to run the ball the way they did is impressive. So that's the big challenge for us is the jumper kid can beat you, but we got to take the run game away. That's the big challenge tonight.
We'll take one more break and back and wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling with their very popular Cosmic Bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass in Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep integrity first. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Of course, we've been talking about Jonesboro tonight. It is the 6A East Conference opener, so you obviously would love to start 1-0 and get on the top half of that standing sheet right out of the chute.
No doubt. I think, you know, we want to go to the playoffs. We don't want to just go to the playoffs. We'd like to get there and do some damage. And you know, we're reaching that point where you don't want to skip steps, but we feel like, you know, Jonesboro, for every year that I've been here, it's just kind of looked at as you're not going to beat Jonesboro. And our kids believe we can. And that's what I really, for the first time, we're going to play one of the premier teams in the state. And I really believe our kids are going to walk out there and go, if we do our job, we got a shot here. They believe they can win. We believe as coaches that we can win this football game. And, you know, call me crazy all you want to, but I think if we play the way we've practiced, it's very, very possible we can get the win tonight. And you know what, though, about these kids, whether we do or we don't, we're going to keep swinging, and we're going to keep fighting, and we're going to keep clawing, and we're going to make the playoffs. They are committed, and you know, I really like what I've seen out of our kids. There's finally that little bit of swagger in them. And they believe, and that's the word, they believe right now. And, right. And I hope that we can play well enough to continue that momentum, and we got to stay healthy. But we really feel like we're going to have a good night.
Speaking of health, any injuries for tonight's game?
You know, Gage Hershberger has been, you know, his shoulder, neck area has been bothering him. It's nothing major, not an injury, but we need to have him. He's sat out of a couple of practices just from a physical, you know, the contact stuff. Kay Stern's going to be out with his shoulder. You know, we've gotten Tabor back closer to 100%. Aiden Ritchie's back, and that helps. Anthony Mojica is somebody that's not on, you know, not a starter right now, but you know, he's been number two on the depth chart about three different spots. He has a meniscus tear, and so we're going to miss him probably for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Great kid, and I hate that for him. It just got hit from behind over there in the JV game at Harrison, and, you know, just, you know, keep him in your prayers if you don't mind. Great kid, and surgery went well already. Already had it, and
good.
So he's just recovering. But other than that, we're ready to go.
All right. What are the keys tonight?
We need a repeat of Nettleton offensively. We need some long drives. We need to finish with points. Defensively, we need to make sure that none of those deep balls over the top like we saw last year and bottle up the run the best we can. If we can make them snap it, you know, 12-plus times to score, that's going to be a win for us. And hopefully then we can get them to turn it over, get a few stops. Again, I said this 2 weeks in a row, if we can steal a possession somehow, kicking game, whatever it is, that would be great. But we just got to play hard for four quarters, tackle really well, and be the more physical team. That's kind of been the theme all week. Let's be more physical up front and let the chips fall where they may. We're ready to get after them.
You
got to love to play the best.
You
got to love these challenges.
You bet. Brian, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
We'll join you live from the stadium coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's play some football.
You've been listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show, brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hershberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
Join us each Friday night at 5:30 to get the latest information about your Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.